So, okay.
Do we want to wait for
Jenna?
Jenna?
We'll give her just a moment here. But I bet by the time we get by the get, time we get started, oh, I gotta. Okay. We can call to order. We got a pretty compact agenda. So I think with it being 5:30 and having quorum, we'll go ahead and begin. We have with us tonight then Commissioner the following commissioners: Commissioner Gundlach, Commissioner Fudge Hart, Commissioner Vukelic Austin, and Commissioner Schaaf. And we'll go right to our agenda. Do we have actually we have a call to order. We have next is approval of minutes, and we have a pile of minutes to approve, but not all of them are real dense. So we are looking at the draft minutes starting August 11, August 14, August 15, August 25, and August 27. I will take a motion on that.
Move approval of draft minutes from those dates.
Okay.
Second.
Second, we have a motion and a second. We did have one thing where we, since we're in the discussion piece, we had a duplicate of the attendance at one of the meetings. Michael took care of that. And so that was the only change we made to them. And with that, any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 And that'll pass. Any public comment registrants tonight, Michael?
There are none.
Thank you. Do we have any disclosures or recusals from commissioners? Okay. And it looks like we hit, like I said, we have a fairly compact agenda. We'll start with the fire department's agenda. And I saw that Assistant Chief Bavery was here. Please proceed, Chief.
Thank you. Good to see everyone tonight. Our agenda is fairly simple. I just wanted to make sure that we updated you on all of you on the hiring process as we have been throughout the process. We did have the final interviews. They were completed. We did that the week of August 25th through September 2nd. That final interview consisted of Chief Chris Carbon, Division Chief Lisa Becker, and myself. We interviewed 71 participants over that time frame. Met a lot of great people. And unfortunately, we had to obviously make a cut, and we did identify the people that are going to move on to the formal background check. So, all those individuals that are moving on to the background check were contacted. Those of the people that didn't move on were also contacted. And once those background checks are completed, we'll go in and identify the people that will get hired. And then we'll bring that list to you all. So, we're hoping to do that as soon as possible, hopefully, even the next meeting. To get that list to you for a final approval, but moving through that process pretty well.
Chief, how many background, how many are moving to backgrounds?
I believe 30.
30. Okay. So you cut quite a few more than half.
Yeah, I think we're looking at a class possibly of 24. So we always typically background check more than that list, obviously, and those were sent off, I believe. Just a few days ago, like some point last week, to the background individuals that do those two background or two individuals that do that background check.
Okay. Other questions that commissioners have at all? The one thing that would be of interest to, if nobody else has it, I would be interested to see the breakdown of the process as it goes, just from a bio the just the general biographical data and how it breaks out, kind of like what it doesn't have to be like the police one, but they do a breakdown and show us where people kind of fall out of the process, and we find that interesting.
Okay, I'll
With
get you that.
the demographics, it is very interesting.
Perfect.
Anything else on that one, or we can continue, commissioners? Okay. Please proceed.
Yeah, and then we just had one recent resignation. One of our recruits, Jessica Peters, put a resignation letter in not that long ago. Just missed the last meeting of August 16th of 2024. 25, and she was actually hired back in January of 2024. And then we have a couple personnel investigations to just keep you updated on. We have three of them total. One of them involves Madison Fire Department Rule Number 19, which is drivers, when responding to an emergency call, shall exercise judgment and care with due regard to the safety of life and property. Also, one of the rule possible violations is MFT Rule 39, which members must conform to and promptly obey all laws. Also, MFT Rule 18, members shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department and observe the laws. The second open investigation involves MFT Rule 18. Members must not neglect their duty and shall hold themselves in readiness at all times to answer the calls. Rule 25, members shall devote their time and attention to business of the department and city when on duty. And also APM 2-33, employees will meet performance expectations. And then finally, we do have one that just came up recently of a possible violation of 3-5. We expect all employees to treat members of the public in a welcoming, fair, respectful, and equitable manner. APM 2-33, employees will be courteous and respectful to all customers, coworkers, and members of the public. Employees must create and maintain a welcoming, respectful, and inclusive work environment. And then finally, MFD Rule 51, where members shall at all times conduct themselves so not to bring the department into dispute. That's really all I have for the fire department tonight.
Commissioners, any questions for the fire chief? Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Take care.
And that takes us back to our agenda then, which are the police department items. And I see that Captain Steph Drescher is with us. Captain?
Hello, good evening. Kind of like the fire department, kind of a compact agenda tonight from us as well. Just one consideration and potential action regarding the final recommendation from the chief of police regarding the successful completion of his probationary period, and that's investigator Justin Borden.
This is an end of probation, so I will take a motion on this one from commissioners. Oh, I can't. I think you're muted, Martha. Still muted.
Sorry, I know. Sorry, I thought my space bar wasn't working. So moved.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the police chief's final recommendation at the completion of the probationary period for Justin Borden, effective September 9th of 2025. Any discussion?
Second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. There we got a second. And now we'll have the discussion. And hearing them, we'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that one will pass. Thank you, Kevin. And that will take us then to the next item. Go ahead, Captain.
So the next item is a request for a special meeting, and it's regarding creating a accelerated academy for the fall. We are currently looking at three lateral candidates, and just based on the timeline of when we have to go through all of our hiring processes, one of them is actually still testing tomorrow. So we do have two right now that have been cleared for backgrounds, and they're going to our medical and then our pre-hire ride along in the interview with the chief. But just to get it on the books, that I would need a meeting sometime the week of the 29th to approve the eligibility list for our three lateral hires.
Okay. Commissioners, if we could take a look at our calendars, then the week of the 29th, and that would be a relatively quick meeting. And being as it's a hiring related meeting that will go pretty quickly, we could also handle it as a noontime, like a 12:15 meeting, if that works better for commissioners. So somebody throw me a date and a time. I'm fairly open.
I'm fairly open too, I think.
So let's the people who work full time, why don't we hear from you guys?
Not Tuesday.
And probably not Wednesday at noon.
The 29th or the 1st at 5:30.
The 29th or the 1st at 5:30. Commissioners,
I think that's okay. I came upstairs. My calendar's downstairs. If you want me to run down really fast, I'll get it. It'll take me a couple seconds. But I'm sorry about that. It's like,
if
where
you want to go ahead and we won't lose
I'll go get
if you run check it. So
okay, I'll be right back.
Why don't you run check it? And then I was, before you go, I was thinking that the 1st makes the most sense. It gives the police department a couple more days. So October 1st at 5:30 is what I think we'll look at then.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And since you'll almost certainly be done before 6:20, you won't be interfering with anyone's observance of Yom Kippur if they want to watch the meeting.
Oh. I thought Yom Kippur started on the 2nd.
It is all of it's from 6:20 p.m. So sundown on the 1st and then till nightfall on the 2nd.
Oh,
I took the liberty of consulting an astronaut like when sundown was. So you're fine.
Maybe we don't want to do the 1st. Well, I don't know. It's the city. I don't know what the city does.
I think we could get it in before the start of the observance.
Okay.
But you should be.
Yeah, if that works for commissioners. And this will be, it usually is a meeting that lasts 10 to 15 minutes at the most, especially since the police department gets us all the materials ahead of time.
Yeah, the 1st is fine for me if I can just call in.
That would be fine.
Okay.
And Azure, what works better for you, 5 or 5:30?
5:30.
5:30, okay. And Kevin, that works
I for can you? Make myself available by 5 that day because I don't want to push up against Yom Kippur.
Okay. So why don't we go with August. Here I am with wishful thinking back to summer. October 1st, 5 p.m. is when we'll do that. And that'll be a special meeting for police department hiring for an accelerated academy. Okay. Please proceed then, Captain.
All righty. Next update was just the applicant pool Excel spreadsheet that I submitted. I'm happy to answer any questions or talk about where we're at with it. We do have 3 people out with conditional job offers, and then we're still in what we call a group 2 of hiring, which is approximately 3 oral boards before we go to the chief. So we're in the midst of that. We have another one tomorrow for our physical agility testing and written testing, and then we'll go to oral boards on the 10th and 11th.
Any questions at all, commissioners? Okay, please proceed.
All right, next up is our resignations, which we just had one, and that was from Daniel Palacios, and he was a probationary employee and he resigned effective 8/14.
You just have a quick question. Was he struggling at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
So.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say performance, not struggling. He is part of the next disciplinary matters that I will discuss.
Oh, okay.
So are you ready for disciplinary matters or any other questions?
No, I think commissioners, any questions? Otherwise, please proceed.
All right. So we do have a new PSNIA from APM 3-5, which is prohibited harassment and or discrimination from inappropriate comments from a commission staff to a professional staff. And then we have an update on the absence from duty, reporting procedures, workplace safety, general duties and expectations. That was an officer was late for an assignment, then left the assignment, and had an accidental discharge without report.
Okay, any questions for, so I assume is one of those going to be closed then?
So it's actually, he's not on here yet now that I read these. Sorry, I was kind of all over the board with my paperwork. No, it
It
was.
probably won't even never, it'll probably never make it to us then.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm happy to discuss if anybody needs to know or would like to know.
No, I think since the employee resigned, that's not necessary. Questions from commissioners on anything? Please proceed then, Captain. Although I think that might be.
I think that is it.
That's it on your agenda item. Yes. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Wait, Martha, you're muted.
I just wanted to thank you for that, the chart. It's really interesting and useful to know all that and just to kind of see how it all works, as Mary alluded to previously with the fire department. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. If there's anything else you'd like to see, we track so much, or I should say Deb Slawick tracks so much, as Commissioner Schaaf knows. But if there's any other information that you'd like to see throughout the hiring process, just let me know and we'll be happy to provide it.
Thank you.
I agree with Martha. It's really nice to have that. It does, it emphasizes and shows the efforts that you guys put out when you do the hiring process.
Thank you.
All right. Well, commissioners, I think this might be one of our fastest meetings in a while, but I'm ready for the last motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We don't need to discuss. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a great night, everyone.
Good night.
Ciao.
See you on the first.